And tomorrow we'll see the 10th anniversary of the Quality Wool Cup being played here on the Eyre Peninsula. And Quality Wool's Lawrence Seal joins us. Lawrence, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Quality Wool teaming up with the Eyre Peninsula Junior Cricket Association. 10 years. What does this mean for cricket on the Eyre Peninsula, this partnership?
Well, it gives a lot of kids the opportunity to go and play cricket at a bit higher level and get to meet a lot of other families and make new acquaintances and see how good they are, basically. So, yeah, no, it's been a great competition for the young kids.
Now, it's a specifically under-14 competition in the T20 format. Is this been something that's been targeted as a preferred format rather than the longer form of the game?
Yes, because of the distances need to travel, you know, we've just gone down the T20 mode. We sort of treat it as a bit of a family event so that everyone can come down and spend a few days in Lincoln. The ladies can go shopping, the men can go out and do what they want to do and watch their kids play cricket. Plus, a lot of grandparents turn up and watch as well. So, you know, some of the crowds are quite astounding, you know, when the weather's good, when you turn up at a game.
And particularly at that time of year, the 21st and 22nd of January, it's right in the school holidays that gives the entire family, as you say, the opportunity to visit Port Lincoln.
That's correct, yeah. Look, it is one of those things that kids are absolutely desperate to play in this. You know, I know some families have had to put holidays off to you know, go. The kids want to go play cricket rather than go on a holiday somewhere. So it is a very popular event.
It's certainly understandable that that would be the case. Speaking this morning with Lawrence Seal of Quality Wool about the Quality Wool Cup celebrating its 10th anniversary in Port Lincoln starting tomorrow. And obviously, 30-odd years Quality Wool has been around. Is this something that Quality Wool did target as something that it wanted to be involved in from the start, or is it something that sort of just grew organically?
It goes back to Tom Kenny, who's an EP Cricket Identity and one of our long-term employees, Glenn Forbes, got their heads together, you know, obviously over 10 years ago, and they come up as this format. I guess when the Big Bash League started, they went along with the way this was going. So, and it's been very well supported. We're very pleased to be doing it, actually.
Now, the Lincoln Tuna Kings are the reigning champions. Are they going to be going around again this year?
A lot of it depends on how many players are left over from the year before. I know talking to my cousin from Kimber yesterday, Brooke, and he was saying that Kimber are coming down with a strong team. There's lots of players that played last year and there's kids that have missed out. So, you know, a lot of it depends on the day and how many are left over from last year. Or the, you know, it's not necessarily the bigger teams that win. A lot of it's about experience, I think.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to play tomorrow and on Friday. Centenary Oval, Paul Oval and the Ravendale Complex will see the entirety of the Quality Wool Cup played tomorrow and on Friday. Lawrence Seal of Quality Wool, thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thank you very much.